On today's episode, we are at our final park for our series about how the parks are not always what we think they are. Today, we are talking about one of the biggest misconceptions out there, that Animal Kingdom is just a zoo. I can wholeheartedly assure you that is not the case. This is episode 169 of Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
We're a podcast about traveling with tips and tricks to help simplify your next vacation. And we're so happy to have you with us today.
We sure are. Thank you for being here.
Jess, are you so excited to head down to Florida?
I can't wait. Actually, by the time this airs, I'll be almost done with my Florida trip, but I am super excited to actually be there. Can't wait to see my parents, get a little more warmth and sun. And yeah, I know where my son and I are very much looking forward to it. So we haven't been to where my parents are in a couple of years, actually. So it'll be fun to see them in the area that they are. So
and then
it'll
do
be
they
fun.
come back shortly after this visit? Are
Yeah,
they
they will have less than a month after we go. So we're just busting it on them in their final weeks, but they're excited about it.
I'm sure.
But yeah, so it's just the way that my son's April vacation falls this year. It's a little bit later than normal, I think, or it feels later than normal. So yeah, so and they usually come home around Mother's Day-ish, sometimes like a few days later, but like usually around that time. So a little less than a month.
Yeah, this is the first time that we kind of failed on planning our vacations together, Jess. Almost
I know.
always we're gone the same week, and now we're gone like
Different
neighboring
weeks.
weeks, so it ends up being a super long stretch.
Yeah, it's just weird. I think Timothy's vacation must be off this year just because I know my stepson's was last week. So like, and normally their vacations are the same week. So it's just kind of funny how that is. So
Well, and we're not
I don't
even
know.
following a week. We're just
Well, we already took them out in March.
So did we. So did we. I don't
you
know
what
I
get in trouble though. That might be a topic that we might talk
I
about.
actually think that will be a topic. Yes. As if you don't know what we're talking about, we have a new show coming. Why can't I get the order right?
Hot Topic Happy Hour. Maybe
Hot
that'll be
Topic
our first one. We'll
Happy
see.
Hour. And we
It might be a good one. Just kick it off.
We're going to monthly get together and just chat things Disney. And I did think that should you or should you not take your kids out of school to go on vacation would be a great topic. So
I
let's
have so
pencil that
much
one
to
in.
say.
Well,
I don't
hopefully
even need an outline.
when that one airs, my kids hopefully won't be kicked out of our school district for missing too much. I don't know what.
Hopefully
I
not.
saw they had like one day off and I was like, well, we might as well take a week off then, you know?
I love the way a vacation brain works. It's fun.
Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it now, but go and have a good time and learn that in the future, 2 weeks might be excessive. So,
yeah, it'll be lovely. So yeah, next week's episode will be some lives from both my vacation and Megan's. We're going to kind of both record, because neither one of us are doing, you know, a parks vacation, but we might have some fun things to share. So I think it'll be kind of fun to listen to us kind of doing our different Florida vacations. So that'll be fun.
Definitely. There's so many different beaches in Florida that whether it's tied into a theme park vacation or if it's just a destination, I think it's helpful to get a little insight on how beaches differ from each other. And, so Jess is going to be at one, I'm going to be at another. We're driving down. So hopefully I'll have some road trip tips for you. We'll fill you in on any news along the way. But yeah, I think it'll be a fun episode. So
I think so too. All right, shall we dive into Animal Kingdom?
Yes. So I get this one a lot from clients. I think very often people say, well, I think we're just going to do 3 park days. You know, we have a zoo pass at home, so we go all the time. Animal Kingdom's just a zoo. We don't need to go.
This makes
So
me
wrong.
sad.
It does. I mean, it's not a zoo.
No. And okay, to be fair, there is the savanna, which is 110 acres of the park. So it's a large portion of the park. And it has the safari ride that goes through the savanna. So I get it. Like, yes, that part
there are
like,
animals.
Seems zoo-like. There are animals. The ride is so much cooler than you're ever going to get at almost any other theme park out there. There are a few that have a little safari thing, but this is Disneyfied, so it's even better. So, I mean, I understand from that perspective. And then there's also the walking trails to see animals. The Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, and the Discovery Island trails. So, I mean, yes, there are animals for sure.
Yeah. But even these trails are not, I mean, it's still more of an experience than just like walking to look at the animals. Like the animals happen to be there, but like it feels much more immersive. And I don't know about, I mean, again, I think Milwaukee has a pretty great zoo, but we do not have a savanna. So,
no,
I
true.
mean, certainly that's a big point of difference. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
They also have the conservation station where you can see like goats and animal habitats and butterflies. So yes, once again, animals, viewing them kind of like a zoo, but way more interactive. And once again, that Disney touch that I think is what makes a big difference.
Definitely. And as this park is growing and evolving, I think the focus is even more so on some of the other aspects of Animal Kingdom, like the conservation efforts, the entertainment, the rides, and you know, they're
Yeah.
building it in that way, not just adding more animals. So it's growing and changing.
If you went back in the 90s when it first opened, it may have been more like a zoo. But they have made significant changes since then that I think are a reason to give it another go if you had gone then, or if you haven't been, to think about it in this from this perspective instead of just as a zoo.
Yeah. So to sum up the animal portion of the park, like, yes, there are zoo-like animals, but it's a very different experience in the zoo. But now we also want to get into all of the things that are not even close to zoo-like that the park offers.
Yes. So shall we talk about some rides?
Yes, there's some great rides at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. First and foremost being over in the Land of Pandora, which is just absolutely stunning if you haven't seen it. I personally love going very first thing in the morning when the sun is just like starting, like that like morning light there is just, I can't. It's one of my favorite places on property when the morning light is hitting. Anyhow, they have the Navi River Journey, which is a beautiful little indoor boat ride. Gorgeous. Wouldn't wait in a huge long line for it, but it's really, really pretty. Flight of Passage, however, is one of the best rides on property. It is stunningly beautiful. It's thrilling. It's fun. It's not interactive, but like kind of a little bit for the pre-shows. It's incredible. Can't be missed.
Yeah. And then heading over into Asia, there's two other fabulous rides. So Animal Kingdom is kind of divided into these different continents. Pandora, I guess, being a continent too, even though
a pretend continent.
It's another land from the movie Avatar. But so there's an Africa area, there's an Asia area, things like that. So in Asia, they have Expedition Everest, which is a fabulous roller coaster. Probably one of the most thrilling in all of Disney. It has a great hill, a little surprise in it. It's super, super fun.
I love that ride.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't go to Animal Kingdom without doing that at least once, but preferably two or three times.
Perhaps not in a row,
in a row.
That one makes me a little nauseous.
No regrets.
No regrets, although maybe a little bit for me.
Also over in Asia is the Kali River Rapids. This is a fun water ride. It's one of those like family tube rides where you're kind of spinning down a river, like whitewater rafting-ish. And it's a short ride, but it's very fun, well themed. You do get pretty wet, so be prepared
Yes.
for that.
Be
But it's
prepared
a
that you might have to buy clothes there or bring your own, because that has happened to me before.
Yeah. Someone's going to be in that unlucky seat that gets splashed.
And then if you head over to Dinoland USA, they have Dinosaur, which is an indoor kind of ride where you're trying to locate a dinosaur, and it's really fun and it's dark and kind of be a little scary, but it's fun. And then Triceratops Spin, which is similar to Dumbo, just with Triceratops.
Yes. Yeah. And then the last ride is one we mentioned already that does revolve around the animals, but that's the Kilimanjaro Safari. And this is another must do. It's a great opportunity to see the animals, but it's in such a unique way. You're in like a Jeep, you know, just like in a real safari, and there's really knowledgeable drivers that are sharing information. Every single ride is different because these animals are, you know, kind of being free.
Roaming.
Like they might be eating or sleeping or in your way. Sometimes you're like stopped because the giraffe is in your path. So I think it's a really cool, authentic experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. Another part of Animal Kingdom that is just so special, I think, is their shows and entertainment. There are a plethora of things to see and do in Animal Kingdom that are not rides. They have some fabulous shows. The first one is It's Tough to Be a Bug, which is located in the Tree of Life. This one is rumored to be going away and becoming something Zootopia themed. But for now, it is themed after A Bug's Life and is a very cute kind of 4D show in the Tree of Life Theater underneath the tree. And I personally love this show. I think it's fabulous. It can be a little scary for littles, but it's fun.
Yeah, if you have little boys, you know, kind of like mid-age, they're going to absolutely love it. So
yes,
it's a not to be missed.
It's so
Another
fun.
show that I think people talk about all the time is the Festival of the Lion King. This is, you know, a Broadway level show that is just right there in the parks running multiple times a day, where you're going to enjoy the songs of the Lion King with amazing singers and dancers and acrobats. And it's really
fire dancing.
Yeah, it is. It's super, super fun.
It is. It makes me tear up almost every time. It is just so much fun. Also in that general area, are the Tam Tam Drummers of Harambe and the Harambe Village Acrobats. This is like Streetmosphere stuff. They are fabulous. The drummers are really fun to listen to, and the Village Acrobats are just, it's, I just love watching them. Their strength and their abilities to like manipulate their bodies in the way that they do is so very fun. And there's a great little lounge that we'll get to that's right there to watch from, and it's a really cool place.
Yeah, you combine a margarita with that entertainment, it's just couldn't be beat.
Nope.
More for the kids is the Boneyard, and this is located in Dinoland, USA, and it is basically like kind of like a playground. So there's things to climb on and tunnels to go through and ropes, and kids can just sort of run freely and explore in there, which is, you know, what kids need. So it's a great opportunity to burn some energy.
And the nice thing about it is it has kind of like one way in and out. So like it's easy to keep track of your kids, which is
definitely
nice. Also, I mentioned the Tree of Life before, but there are some trails that go around it where you can check out all the carvings in the tree. I feel like, are there over 300
I think
carvings
so,
or something
yeah.
like that? So it's really cool to check out and just like admire them, because it's incredible artwork, really, and it's a lot to see and kind of fun to just take a look at and see how many animals you can find.
Yeah, walking around the tree is also offers some really great photo opportunities. There's some waterfalls and neat little tucked away corners, so definitely don't miss out on that. There's something called the Wilderness Explorers that happens at Animal Kingdom, and this is a place where, I mean, kids, but really anybody can complete challenges and earn adventure badges. So it's sort of themed after the movie Up and the, oh, what's the
So
little boy's,
cute.
I can't think of what his name is, but the little boy that is like a, you know,
I can't
Boy
think of his
Scout
name either.
essentially. And he's going, and so here you get to go around to these different stations, learn something about the animals, and get a sticker in your little passport. So it's a fun addition to a park day.
Yeah. There's also a bird show over in the Asia area that is supposed to be awesome. I haven't done it since I was much, much younger, but it's really cool. And then they also have the macaws that fly around Discovery Island. So lots of bird stuff. which, yes, more animals, but they're really cool. Like they fly right over your head. It's so cool. If it's you're afraid of birds, sorry, but.
And the last show is the Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. And this was sort of recently redone. I actually haven't seen it since it was redone, which is
I have not either.
Not good because I've been there since then. But another really great, a really great performance. I know the old one was wonderful, so I'm sure this one's no different.
Yeah, they just made it a little shorter, I think, too, so that way you're not in there for quite as long. But yeah, and then there's characters at the park. There are a lot of really fun and unique characters at Animal Kingdom that are super fun to see. You definitely have your classics like Chip and Dale and Daisy and Goofy and Mickey and Minnie and Pluto, but then there's lots of other ones that you don't get to see normally.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been there when Kevin isn't walking around. So Kevin is the big bird from Up, and which I learned is a girl, which I don't know how I missed that. But
her name
she
is Kevin.
Is a very fun one to see if you are there.
Yeah, you can meet Moana over in Animal Kingdom. So that's pretty fun for all the kiddos that love that movie.
Yeah, and then there's Pocahontas, Rafiki, Russell, Scrooge McDuck, Timon, Divine is a really cool one. Have you seen Divine?
I have. I saw her for the first time ever on my last trip there by myself. And I was so excited to finally see her because
yeah, I
had
have
not
not.
seen her before. I'm sorry. It wasn't when I was by myself. I was with John, but I was so excited. I was like, stop, we have to get pictures of her.
Yeah,
she's so cool.
Super cool. And some of the regular characters are in really unique costumes, like Chip and Dale have their little dinosaur outfits on, and
they're so cute.
It's really cute. So definitely a great spot to get characters.
Yeah. And you don't have to even just like go meet them. There are these flotillas that go through the river, and these are super fun. They're kind of like the cavalcades at Magic Kingdom, but they're on a boat. So they're really fun. And at Christmas time, you can actually see Santa go by, which is really fun. So definitely
love the flotillas.
I know they're my favorite. I prefer them over almost anything character related.
I feel
love
like
them.
They go by so frequently because it must just be easier for them to pedal through the river than beat the crowds and stuff at the park.
Yeah.
So no matter where you are, you all of a sudden hear the music and excitement and can get a glance and wave at somebody. So it's really fun.
Super fun. Once again, shall we talk about one of our favorite parts?
The food at Animal Kingdom is so good.
So good. The best. This is probably my favorite food part. Well, I really can't say that. One of my favorite food parts.
We eat well at Disney.
We sure do. The first restaurant is Yak and Yeti. I love this place. The theming is so fun. It's in Asia and it is beautiful in there. They have the ahi tuna nachos, which are like one of my favorite things on property. I haven't had them in a while. I'm going to have to get them soon. They are fabulous. Totally worth it.
Yeah. In Africa, Tusker House is one of my favorites. So that is a character meal that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it has a wonderful buffet that can satisfy any type of appetite, but they do have some African and more interesting things on the menu as well as more traditional food. And the characters are absolutely adorable because they're all in safari clothes, and it's a really cool environment to have a meal at.
Yeah. And then there is Tiffin's, which is kind of the more upscale restaurant in Animal Kingdom. It is a signature restaurant, I think. So it's a little pricier, but it does have that like kind of African flair to the food. And I haven't personally eaten there, but I have had the food over at one of the lounges that's next door and some of the like things that are there, and it's pretty tasty. So
yeah, I've heard it's really good. I haven't been there either. And then the last table service restaurant, which probably isn't going to be the one that Jess and I encourage you to
we'll
go
ever
to,
go to.
but there is a Rainforest Cafe located kind of in the outside of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I
but
think there's an entrance actually
in
outside of
both
the park.
yeah
Yeah.
But you know, if you're a fan, you can always hit that up. But we recommend you try one of the other ones.
Yes, for sure. They also have some amazing quick service at Animal Kingdom. Satuli Canteen over in Pandora is one of my favorite quick services on property. They have just a variety of different foods, but my favorite are the noodle bowls that they have there that come with different proteins. There's a one now that has blue noodles, and like, it is a stunningly beautiful dish, and it's delicious too. So it's kind of awesome. You can mobile order there. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of indoor and outdoor seating. They have the green Grog's Ale beer there, so you can get a beer and your thing.
Just
and
so
it's,
good.
it's just so fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an awesome choice because, you know, healthier eaters, or you can really customize, you know, your protein and your grain and stuff to make it fit any sort of diet.
Yes.
If you're not worried about a diet, though, you can go to my favorite, which is Flame Tree Barbecue, where I will get a big old thing of macaroni and cheese that has pulled pork and onion rings, and it's just so good. But that's my favorite.
And another place that has just a plethora of seating options and is really beautiful. I hadn't been back there until Megan took me back there on our most recent trip together. And it is so pretty back in that area of Flame Tree Barbecue. So
yeah, it's all outside, but there's lots of shade and you can sit by the water. And yeah, it's a really,
and there's some
I love
fans,
it there.
I think, in some of the little seating areas. So it's lovely. And last but not least in Animal Kingdom, not to be missed, are the amazing lounges. Two are kind of like the big ones. The first one is Dawa Bar in Africa. This is the one that is right next to those acrobats and drummers. It's right in front of Tusker House. It opens, I want to say like 10:30 or 11 in the morning, I think. And they don't have any food, but there is the Tamu refreshments across the way that has like some little snacks and Dole Whip and stuff. And then there's a popcorn cart right nearby as well. I think you might be able to buy a bag of chips at Dawa Bar, but otherwise it's just drinks. So what we normally do is we grab some stuff from for the kids across the way and then grab our beverages. They have, like Megan said earlier, some great margaritas, but they also have the Safari Amber beer. They have an IPA on tap. The bartenders here are fabulous. I love them. They have outdoor seating kind of all around it that's covered. So in case it's raining for some reason, it is a nice spot to get a little shade or from the or protection from the rain. And then you can listen to those drummers and stuff. There's also some seating around the bar on the sides. And you can actually get served by the bartender there. Otherwise you just get in line and get your drinks.
Yeah, it's definitely a must do. I will say that it's often quite crowded. So be prepared that it might take you a minute to get your drink. Maybe have one person get in line while the other one heads to get the snacks or get a seat or something. But
divide and conquer here.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, I agree. It's just, it says Animal Kingdom to me. It's just part of the experience.
And like, I don't know, there's something about it. I think that area in Africa has so many details around it. And I love like sitting there and like checking out, like, because there's buildings right across the way that have just so many little things to look at that it's so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. You really appreciate the efforts that went into all the decorations there for sure. Another incredible lounge, which we've talked about a zillion times, is Nomad Lounge. And this one, you actually need to get seated. So it helps to get on a walk-up wait list or just be prepared that it could have a bit of a wait. But there's tables that go all along the outside with big cushy chairs, and you're right along the river where the flotillas go by. And they have a pretty big drink menu with lots of fun options and some food too. So you can get like a little mini bread service. It's not quite as big as the one over at Sanaa, but it definitely still like checks the box and is great to munch on. I think there's like the gluten-free churros there and maybe like a meatball. So there's a few different things on the menu, enough to snack and relax. It's just, the setting is just gorgeous, like just gorgeous. You can't get enough.
It's so pretty there, and they do have some indoor seating as well, although it is a relatively small space. But if you go there, definitely try to sit outside because it's just so pretty out there. But yeah, so I think that's kind of it for Animal Kingdom, but as you can see, it's not just animals.
No, I think the hardest thing to convey about Animal Kingdom that you really don't appreciate till you're there is just how beautiful of a park it is. That, like, truly, if you didn't get to eat anything, drink anything, go on any rides, see any characters, if all you could do is walk through it, I think you would still be so entertained because it is just stunning, packed
I
with
will
details,
say,
like you said. It's just great.
it is my absolute favorite park to just wander around
Yeah.
without fail. Like, I could walk that park for hours just like looking around and relaxing. It's especially, like I said earlier, especially early morning is just so beautiful there. And then I've heard it's beautiful at night, but I haven't been really there at in the evening. We very rarely stay for dinner there because we always go to Sanaa for dinner. So
Same. I don't think I've ever been there at night, and I keep seeing all these images of it at night because they just launched their like after hours that's available at Animal Kingdom. And I knew that Pandora is stunning at night because they have all like the black light paints, but then they show the Tree of Life and all these things. And it is like on my family's next Animal Kingdom Day agenda. It's like, we need to be there at dark because I just need to experience that.
It's hard in the summer to be there in dark because when we go, because it closes before it really gets dark
Yeah,
enough.
true.
So that's why we really don't do it very much. So next time I'm there in the winter, I'm doing it.
Yes. And maybe they will start opening it a little bit later. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'd say one other thing is just when you look at the list of attractions, it might seem a bit shorter than some of the other parks. But I would say if you're on a Disney vacation where you are hitting all of the parks, that your day at Animal Kingdom is really refreshing because it is a slower pace where you don't have to just be go, go, go. We got to get on this ride. We got to get on that ride. You can just like take your time and slow down, which is such a nice complement to the other hustle bustle days.
Totally. All right. I think we are going to skip news this week since we're recording a little early. But we do have a tip for you. So would you like to share a tip?
Yeah, well, my tip is going to be to try and go at night because it looks really cool. And I'm going to follow that tip and make it happen.
There you go. Another tip I was thinking of is that if you are interested in doing Nomad Lounge, it is funny, but a lot of people rope drop that. I think it opens at 11, if I'm not mistaken. And if not, honestly, there can get to be like a 45-minute to an hour wait to get in. So if you're really interested in going there and you don't have a lot of time, it might be worth it to go early. So.
Yeah, so you can just go up and be kind of in line for when the hostess starts taking names. And that way, when they do open the door, you're one of the first ones in there. So,
Yeah, for
not that
sure.
we've ever done that.
No, I've never done that before in my life.
Oh, I
Well,
love Animal Kingdom.
me too. I just, if there's one takeaway from this entire series, I think this would be the one that I wish people would listen to the most, that Animal Kingdom is not just a zoo and it's so pretty. But anyway. Alrighty, well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We are here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. So take the trip because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.